You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
We say it takes a family to get dinner on the table. After all, many hands make for light work. And Mom and Dad, you deserve helping hands. So here to help give us some creative ways to get your whole family in on the act so you aren't doing it all by yourself is Amy Smith. She's founder of Mom Teeny Lounge. I'm going to say that again, Mom Teeny Lounge. It's a great site, .com. And she, of course, she's a mom. Amy, it's love having you in our Family Food Kitchen. And I, you know, you preach that all whole families to help fixing dinner and cleaning up after dinner. But I just wonder, are you practicing what you preach?
I try. Obviously, it's much easier to research and write about something because, yeah, you know, kids don't come with an instruction manual and they throw curveballs at you. And anyway, I try. I love studying, learning, and trying new things.
Well, that's at least you're trying. I mean, that gets you somewhere, and the kids get to see that. The instruction manual for kids, maybe I think you should write that, by the way. It's just a side note.
I'm trying.
I think you could write that, and I think it would be a bestseller for sure, because we all need it. But, you know, nagging just doesn't cut it, does it? So what are some ways that we can get them involved?
Is so important. I always say attitude and approach are important in general in communication, but with moms and kids and requests at home, it's even more critical because they can turn around and walk away in an instant. So it's really important that we engage the kids in a creative and in a way that they want to say yes to.
I agree. That's the first step for sure, right? Getting them interested in helping.
Yeah. I think it's important.
How do you do that, though? Because they're running around, they're on their phones, they're on their iPads, they don't even hear you when you talk to them, and they certainly aren't looking in your eyes. So how do you get them interested? Because it requires dexterity beyond the phone.
Yeah. Engagement is a challenge. I think you need to be, like anything, you have to consider your audience. You have to, one of my favorite ideas is to come up with creative titles for the chores. And first of all, kind of set your expectations with your kids up front. You can't just be in the kitchen, you know, with your hand in three different pots and doing dishes and be screaming, you know, come help. I mean, you really need to sort of make a plan in advance. And we had come up with some sort of creative job titles and put a chart on the wall. And I'll give you some examples, like the veterinarian is in charge of feeding the dog and letting her out. The electrician is in charge of turning off the lights when they're not in use. The locksmith makes sure everything is locked at night. The assistant chef backs me up at mealtime. So we came up with a bunch of creative titles, and the kids kind of laughed at me at first, but then they'd be walking around saying, you know, I'm the sanitary engineer tonight. And it just was a little different than being, you know, yelled at, take the trash out.
I love that. That's a concept that I know elementary school teachers have used for years. You know, the door holder holds the door when they go to the lunchroom and so on. And the kids really thrive on that, and they kind of wait for that job to come up on their turn because they want to do it. So kind of creates something to look forward to versus have to drag, you know, that you have to do that day. I love that idea.
I agree. That's a great example with the young kids because I do think that you think about, you know, young kids when they get their patrol belt, they're working so hard to get that badge.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what they need to do. They're working on it. They're memorizing the pledge. Kids know how to work towards something.
Such a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. So they're now in middle school, and they could give a rip about that, right? They're all like, so what do you do to get their attention? They don't really want to be a locksmith anymore. They want what do you do to get them into helping set dinner and clean up afterwards?
I think the biggest thing, again, is kind of setting some expectations. I'm a big believer in family meetings. I know that it's something our local parent encouragement program, which I'm a board member of, they talk a lot about family meetings. They even teach classes about family meetings. So I'm a huge believer in that. And if you sit down, you pick a time each week, and you sit down and you kind of set the expectations and the parameters, and you say, look, housework is a team sport here. We're going to all work together until the job is done. I'm going to be cooking some great meals for everybody to enjoy, but I can't do it alone. So I really do need help before, during, and after. And, you know, you could also, one idea I've tried recently, you could ask your middle schoolers, what would be the most convenient way for you to help me? You know, we're going to have a list, a blank sheet of paper here. Could everyone say two things they could do to help our house run more smoothly? And you'd be shocked at what they come up with. It's different than being dictated to. You know, they're being asked, they're being sent the message that they matter, that they're important, and that their ideas are creative too.
Well, it puts them as a team member. All of a sudden, they have input into what their job is, and maybe, you know, they can also try something this week. They're really great at helping food prepping, for example, but if they get tired of it and say, you know, I'd really rather be on the dishwashing side of things, that way I can have more free time before dinner, then that's when they can voice it and bring it to light and have everybody kind of work in a team effort kind of
exactly.
sense, right? So everybody
exactly.
has a job. I like that a lot. Do you find that you kind of instill this as something that they have to do as part of being in the family, or do you incorporate some rewards?
You know, we do set it up as an expectation, but I'm not going to lie to you. We have teenage boys, and I had heard a tip a long time ago. If you thank somebody, if you show some gratitude, usually, you know, you get a much better attitude. So I still, whenever they help in the kitchen, I'm very grateful. And I say, thank you so much for helping with that. Thank you. You know, and it just, it's amazing. It goes such a long way with them. And it really, it pays mom dividends back, because the kids then feel, again, appreciated. So, I mean, you want to keep age in mind. I mean, Ellen and I had talked about, does age or gender matter? I would say stay gender neutral or even gender opposite. And if you have boys, give them jobs that might be stereotypically girl jobs and vice versa, because we can teach them in the home that gender really doesn't matter. And, you know, Marlo Thomas and Free to Be You and Me, which is such a classic, she had great
right.
songs about, you know, boys and girls. And we should teach them from a young age that boys and girls do the same things. But in terms of age, the only sort of warning that you need to give parents is just think about safety. You don't want young kids carrying knives to the table. And even as teenagers, I always say, you know, carry your knives pointing down. My dad is a retired optometrist, and we were always warned about eye danger. So can use those as sort of learning examples, even with older kids, because, I mean, how many times are they running through the house with pencils up and late for class, and you say, hold it down? And you can do the same thing in the kitchen there.
Yeah. There's another member of the family that often gets overlooked, assuming that he's there. Sometimes they're not living there, or they're maybe working, but their dad, at least on the weekends, could maybe pitch in. Do you have any advice to get when we're talking about the whole family, we're talking about the dad as well. What do you suggest?
I mean, I think it's teamwork. I mean, whether a mom works inside the home or outside the home or both, she works hard all day. And so these women that say, you know, I'm just a mom, I always correct them and say,
right.
Motherhood is work. It is hard. It is just as strenuous and demanding as someone who goes to an office. So I do think that everybody should participate. And I think that dad can set a really good example if it is a sort of traditional household, if you will, where the mother is doing most of the food prep and cleanup. You know, the dad can come home from work, assuming he works in an office, and really chip in until the job is done. And he's training his little boys and men to grow up to be wonderful husbands. I mean, what wife does not appreciate teamwork? So it's really an opportunity for dads.
That's so true. And thank you and rewards work really well with dads too. Don't forget that. Sometimes we kind of just assume they're supposed to be doing it, but a little thank you goes a long way. Amy, and thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all these awesome tips and ideas so that our whole family can pitch in. And maybe we'll have that little extra few minutes to sit back and relax with a glass of wine at the end of the day. Look for Amy at themomtinylounge.com. Stay well.